You're listening to Rhema for Today.
And we should teach people not only by precept, but by example. I know the Lord said to me one time in teaching on prayer, said, don't just teach people by precept, teach by example. Tell them if they don't know, just follow you and pray like you do.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, the girls are brightening up now. Amen. No, we had a different doctor, and he just charged us. He gave all the resident pastors a 50% discount, so he just charged us 12 and a half. Now, you see, why was it that we were able to do that? Because Jesus was our family physician. Why were we able to raise the children then, not spend any more money on them when it comes to medicine, doctors? Only $37.50. That's mighty cheap, isn't it? Inexpensive. Not much. Now, don't misunderstand me at all. When time came that, for them to go to school, according to the law, they're supposed to have something, and I'm not quibbling about that. I went and had them examined, and doctor gave them whatever shot to spoke, but he didn't charge preacher, so he didn't charge us anything. And there wasn't anything wrong with them. The reason that we were able to do that was because Jesus was our family physician. Thank God he's still the family physician. And he still makes house calls. And he wants to be your family physician. Now, I don't know about you, and you see, you got to preach and teach things where folks can understand it, and you don't want to put people under bondage. Everybody's faith's not at the same level as somebody else's, and somebody else tries to imitate somebody else in faith and falls flat on their face, and it becomes hurtful, you see, and it binds people. But you have to realize some things, and you got to realize that if you're not there, there's nothing wrong with a lot of these things. For this reason, I think this, some people have great problems about insurance and hospitalization and all this stuff, and hospital insurance and so on and so forth. Well, I'll tell you the truth about the matter. If your faith's not strong enough, you better get something. If you don't, well, they can wipe you out, because that thing costs you a lot of money. Are you listening to me? And so don't get bound up about those things, and don't let those things bind you. I'm just making that as an observation, thank God, of proof of the fact that Jesus wants to be our family physician, and that Jesus still makes house calls. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen. And it's without price, thank God. And so we can claim him as our physician, and we who are parents can claim him as our family physician. We can claim perfect spiritual and physical deliverance for all that are under our roof through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said through the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, of course, when children grow up and get grown out on their own, they're responsible themselves. You can't just always claim things for others. But as long as they're with you, I've said to people, I tell back frequently, years ago, I was, 1954. I went out to California. I'd been to California before, just on vacation, never had preached. So I went out to preach a camp meeting for one of the full gospel groups. I drove out. I stopped by Fort Worth, Texas, and I said to Brother O.B. Braun, who was pastor of the Rosen Heights Assembly of God Church, Brother Braun, come go out with me, I'm going to drive out there by myself. I thought at that time I'd drive back, which I didn't, but anyway, I said, didn't pay his expenses to come back. And I said, it's not going to cost any more for you to go. They're allowing me so much money, I won't even spend that much money traveling. They're allowing me so much money traveling expenses besides honorarium for preaching. Well, he's got his church, and really he had a great pastor's heart and just stayed too close, really. And so I preached for him on Wednesday night in his church, and I said to his church, I'm going out to preach camp meeting in California, and I think the pastor ought to go. Everybody thinks so, stand up and vote yes. Everybody stood up. Everybody, without exception. Said, Brother Braun, you stay too close, you need to get away. So he finally consented. Well, now, Brother Braun was 59 years of age. 20 years before, when he was 39, it was discovered that he had sugar diabetes. And for 20 solid years, he had taken insulin every day. He'd check his urine to check every morning the sugar content, and put a needle in his arm. I stayed in his home in holding meetings, trying to illustrate to him this truths and facts, and we should be able to learn, and we should teach people not only by precept but by example. I know the Lord said to me one time in teaching on prayer, said, don't just teach people by precept, teach by example. Tell them if they don't know, just follow you and pray like you do. And so when it comes to faith, friends, I haven't got too much for somebody that's just going to teach you by precept and not by example. I'm not going to follow them. And when it comes to any kind of preaching or teaching, if somebody is going to preach on sanctification and holiness and separation from the world and dedication and consecration, if they're just going to teach by precept, not by example, I'm not particularly interested in listening to them. Are you listening to me? So when it comes to faith and healing, if you're just going to teach by precept, not by example, I'm not too much interested in that. Amen. And so when, if you're going to teach, and the Bible does teach, if you're going to teach prosperity, God wants us to prosper. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. I'm not just interested in somebody teaching by precept. I want them to teach also by example. Amen. Well, I said to Brother Braun then, I'd been there in his church in two meetings already, you see. I'd preached 7 weeks in his church, day and night. Monday through Friday, two services a day, and then usually I preach both Sunday morning and Sunday night also in his church. See? So he'd heard all the teaching. But I said to him as I backed my car out of his driveway, I wanted to teach him by precept, by example as well as precept. I said to him as we were backing into the street to head out then to the highway. Now, Brother Braun, I knew he would be with me for the next at least 10 days or 2 weeks. As long as you are with me, you'll never register any sugar. Now, why did I say that? I knew as long as he's in my presence, I can control the situation. As long as he's with me. He's my guest. We're in the car, but in one sense of the word, he's under my roof. Now, you see, that's one thing that I had learned and that I could do. Back there with those church members, those years before, you see, they were not necessarily in my house, but I would go to their house regularly and they would give me permission, and that's the reason I could keep them here. I could lay, even though they were at death's door, and the doctor said they'll be dead in 10 days or a few days. I laid hold of their spirit and kept them here, exercised an authority and control of the situation until I could get faith into them. Well, I remember Brother Braun then, he was with me for almost 2 weeks. Just exactly what I said came to pass. He never did register any sugar. I remember out in California, we were in a room, you know, and he said to me now the next morning, he said, now, boy, I'm bound to register sugar today. Because, see, I'm not, you know, with sugar diabetes, you're not supposed to eat, you know, pies, cakes. He said, I had a piece of pie at noon, I had a piece of cake at supper, and I'm bound to register sugar. Well, he went into the bathroom, and he come out and said, that beats anything I've ever seen, beats anything I've ever seen. I said, what? Well, he said, I still don't register any sugar, and I'm supposed to. I said, I told you you wouldn't. He said, I know you said it. I can't figure it out. See, he still never caught on to what was going on, bless his heart. I went back to his church to preach. And he told his congregation. You see, he said, you know, I was with Brother Hagin down to 2 weeks. And he told me, and we backed right out of that driveway right there, right next door. He turned to me and said, Brother Braun, as long as you're with me, you'll never register any sugar. I was with him approximately 2 weeks and I never did register any sugar. In fact, he said he was going to drive back, but after he didn't, he bought me a train ticket. Back there then there's a lot of train travel, not so much flying. And I came back home. And I was back here at home 10 days before I started registering sugar again. Well, it worked for Brother Hagin. See, God is trying to teach me to work for you too if you just say it. Believe it and say it. That's all I did, just believed it and said it. Are you listening? Yes. But thank God, later on he got it. Another 5 years, it dawned on him. Amen. He finally got a hold of it. And last time I talked to him, he told me it's been over 2 years since I've had a shot of insulin. I'm completely cured of my sugar diabetes. Praise God. But now he could have got it back there then if he'd recognized that. I'm sure of this one thing, that we have more authority and power and control than what we've exercised. Amen. But I'm sure of one thing also, that whoever is the head of the house is the head of the house. Praise God forevermore. God deals with individuals, but God also deals with households. And a lot of things have happened and existed just because we permitted them to happen, and just because we permitted them to exist, and just because we put up with them. But I don't know about you. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If my children, when they were children, if they got attacked physically, it made me mad. I mean, I went after the devil, as we say down here in Oklahoma, tooth and toenail. I just went after him in a hurry and said, you've got no right. And you know it, and I know it, and God knows it. You're going to have to leave. You've got no right to attack my children. I'm the head of this household. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply to Rhema Bible College.
Yes. We
have the fall and spring intake.
Yes.
It's at Rhema.
We're taking applications right now.
RBTC.org.
In fact, you know, Rhema graduation is this month. It is May the 16th right here on the Rhema campus. It's going to be live streamed. So if you want to know more about Rhema, what's happening at Rhema Bible Training College, you can go and you can live stream that.
Right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Son of Righteousness. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.